Blog Talk Radio.
Save a life, because it's done it in the past and it can do it in the future.
Tell someone you love them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. This is Bishop B.T. Byrd along with Pastor William, Pastor Peaches Byrd, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You were there, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Peaches,
hallelujah.
We thank you for being there for us, hallelujah. We don't say it enough, but you know, people will say, well, maybe the man is the head of the family, but see, the woman is the neck that turns that head.
You better know it.
So we thank God for you, even in the ministry, vital part of what we do, and we thank you so much. And I want the world to know that this Pastor Peaches is not only is she sweet, and she's precious in the sight of God, and she's precious in my eyesight too.
Watching it.
Look. Folks say, well, you can't see too well. Look, I see with the eyes of my face. Hallelujah.
Watching
great. Hallelujah. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, I need to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question today?
Yes, I'm going to start charging you for your answer.
Okay. What is cowhide used for?
What'd you say?
What is cowhide used for?
Holding the cow together.
All right. Bing, 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 bing.
Money.
Oh.
Cash, please.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Yes, we have a good time in the Lord. But anyway, I need you to give us housekeeping suggestions on today, if you would.
Get your Bibles, get your composition notebooks and your ink pens and your highlighters and your communion elements, your bread, your toast, your juice, your water, your tea, whatever you want to eat. Hallelujah. And just a reminder, this coming Friday night is Women's and Men's Fellowship from 7 to 8:30. And also, please check out our website. RYMMI is, I think that's the whole one.
.org, yes.
.org, hallelujah.
Yes.
You'll see some familiar faces there. You'll learn about the ministry.
Praise
hallelujah. RYMMI.org.
Hallelujah.
So much.
Praise God.
Oh, and join us in the morning for morning prayer at 7 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. And that number is
605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Again, that telephone number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND.
And we have a good time in the morning.
Morning devotion.
Starting your day off right.
Yes. Took the words right out of my mouth. I'm glad you didn't take my teeth, too, but you left them in there. But you took the words right out of my mouth.
I think you need the ones you got left.
Oh, you weren't supposed to tell the people that. That's the peaches.
Oh, you are that.
Glory to God. Oh, we have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. You thank God for his blessings. And we want you to we put some names up in the atmosphere of blessings. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we want you to get the names of the people that you want to, you know, want to put up in an atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Sound like I heard an echo. I said when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We got a whole bunch of folk up here in the atmosphere already. Glory to God. I hope the swing from the chandeliers, are they praising the Lord already? Well, we thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. thank the Lord. We thank God for Sister Annette James. Hallelujah. She's an armor bearer for Pastor Peaches Byrne. Thank God for her. What can I say? Hallelujah. Words cannot convey what I can say about Sister Annette James, a.k.a. Sister AJ. Hallelujah. And Minister Jerry Cleveland was somewhere in the midst somewhere just 3 minutes ago, too. So we God bless him as well. And the whole church family, God bless you all. Hallelujah. But right now, we're going to play some names up in the atmosphere because somebody prayed for us.
Amen.
One day.
Amen.
Sometimes when we didn't have sense enough to pray for ourselves, somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind.
Hallelujah.
They took a little time out of their busy schedule.
Hallelujah.
To pray for us.
Yeah.
And we can remember the tight spots we were in.
Yeah.
Amen.
And we wonder how we got out of that. Somebody was praying for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
So now we're going to pass it forward.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going to place people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. And as we do that, we want you to do the same thing. Get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches Bird.
Yeah, that's
Annette James, Minister Jerry Cleveland, Minister Linda Blackwell,
Dominique,
Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter,
Sarah,
Sandra, Dale, hallelujah, and Tiffany, hallelujah, glory to God, and Coco and Faith, hallelujah, glory to God, Bianca, Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty, hallelujah, glory to God. And Stephanie, little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Justin and Julius and Michelle, hallelujah. Bishop Waters, hallelujah, glory to God. Little Mitchell, Big Mitchell, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deacon Leroy Calvi and family, hallelujah.
Please.
Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcus, Archbishop Harry Robinson, hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah. First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Sandra Orn, Elder Tommy Orn. Brother Larry.
Green and John.
Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Viola Wright. Brother, hallelujah. Lewis Knight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Brother Carey. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson. Dominique Justin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, another Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah. Thank God. Sheila from Jesus, hallelujah. The family of Gloria, hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Janice, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Anjanette Harris, Yvette Harris, Rosalind and Ronald Harris, hallelujah. Pastor Tom Smith, Pastor Rosalind Smith, hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Janetta McCoy, Byron McCoy, Senior Junior, Raymond McCoy,
in battle,
hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, John and Juan Johnson, hallelujah,
in the Blackwell,
a
Antoine Chase.
Hallelujah.
In the truck.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
in Marcella, Sandra Cole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another wretched story to God.
Holy Curtis, Daniel. Yeah. Nice.
Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Hallelujah. Elder Manola Khan. Pastor Cornelius James.
Pastor Kino.
Olivia Christine James. Hallelujah. Pastor Mack
itself.
Pastor Joan and Lil. Hallelujah. And Pastor Theodis Lee. Jerry Don Wilson. Harry Warfield.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good
evening, young people. What day is it? What day is it?
Hump day.
Hallelujah. It's hump day. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!
Let's say young people. Hallelujah. I guess everybody in their heart thinks they're young. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like that commercial, that the camel walking through the office saying, okay, what day is it? What day is it? Woo-hoo! It's hump day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Young people, you do too. Encourage yourself. Sometimes things can around you can be so cloudy and just yucky. Sometimes you want to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah.
You can't throw in the towel. Too many people are counting on you. Too many people are looking up to you. And people see you as brilliant and smart and intelligent and beautiful. And that's how God sees you too.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So you can't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. No matter what may be going on around you, keep that song in your heart. Keep that prayer on your lips. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes you may even have to come away sometimes from your friends and go in the bathroom. Hallelujah. They don't have to know what you're going in there for. Let them think whatever they want to think. Go in there and just spend a couple minutes with the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight I'm going to share a story, and it's called Fiery Furnace. And we spoke on these young men before, and this is from Daniel 3. And it says, King Nebuchadnezzar's army had defeated the Israelites. Now he was their ruler. King Nebuchadnezzar built a golden statue. Then he made a bad law. It said, when the music plays, everyone must bow down and worship the statue. Those who disobey will be thrown into the fiery furnace. The music began to play. The people fell down and worshiped the statue. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. We only worship the true God, they said. The king was mad. The king said, make that furnace extra hot. He had the three men thrown inside. Yet, when the king looked into the furnace, there were four men walking around. One of them looked like an angel from God. The king shouted to the man, come out. Your God has saved you. The fire had not hurt them. They did not even smell like smoke. So the king made them rulers in his kingdom. Young people, we must take a stand. You must take a stand. No matter what is going on around you, no matter how many of your friends may say, come on, man, come on, let's do this. You want to drink? You want to puff? You want to smoke? You want to do this and that? And you say, no, thanks, I'm good. Don't be afraid of them belittling you, saying all kinds of things to you. Oh, what's the matter? You a wuss. What's the matter, man? Come on, I thought you was down with this. And, hey, you know what? If you offered them something that they didn't want, that they didn't like, they would say no later on. If you told them, come on, go to church with me. And if they didn't want to go, wouldn't they say, I don't want to go to church with you? So if they have enough guts to refuse your invitation, why not you have enough guts to refuse their invitation? Okay? You say, hey, man, not this time. No, thank you. Don't be afraid. That's not something that you want. You don't want that. You know, if they're offering you a drink or whatever, and that's not you, don't be afraid to say, no, thanks. I pass. Okay? They offering you a joint. Don't be afraid to say, no, thank you. I pass. And you know what? And they may be upset with you for a minute, but they will gain so much respect for you because you're standing up for how you feel. You're standing up for your rights, and you're standing up, you know what? And most of all, you're standing up for God. God is going to have your back. God is the one that's going to change your friend's heart towards you. So don't even worry about it. And different things that I share with you, I've gone through a lot of these things. Okay, a lot of times I was when there was a fight on the playground, you saw one person walking away, everybody over on the right, and somebody walking across the playground, walking home. That was me. Hallelujah. Everybody saying this and that, and joining in certain conversations, laughing at certain jokes or whatever, and somebody sitting there with a straight face, looking down in their book, doing their studies or whatever. That was me. But you know what? When you stay in the Word of God and you pray, and you may think you're not even a great prayer warrior, but you say whatever you know how to say in your prayer, don't you know God sees your heart and God will have your back? Hallelujah. And you will be so much strength to other children around you, other teenagers around you. Hallelujah. Because sometimes they want to be stronger than what they are too. Sometimes they want to have strength to say no to their friends, and sometimes they're scared. And you just give them strength to say, no, man, I pass. I did it next time. And you know what? And they'll start hanging with you because the strength that they see in you, that's what they want. That's what they need. Hallelujah. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no, they said we only bow to the, and we worship the only true God. Hallelujah. And don't you know, didn't God have their back while he was in the furnace? God was in the furnace. Jesus, the Lord was in the furnace with them. Hallelujah. He protected them. When they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. You know naturally, if you're in a room, you know if you're in the kitchen and you burn some hot dogs, you've been there long enough. Your hair going to smell like the burnt hot dogs. Your clothes going to smell like the burnt hot dogs. And you're going to come out coughing. And fanning your hands in the air. But you know what? No. Not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they came out of that furnace, and the furnace was turning the Word of God, it tells you the king told them to turn the furnace 7 times hotter than what it was. And you know that's impossible for anybody to be able to stand a heat like that. The Word of God in the scriptures even lets you know that the man is standing up in front of the furnace, the heat killed him. Hallelujah. So, young people, God got your back. Be strong in the Lord. Be courageous. Don't be afraid to say the name of Jesus on the college campus, in the schools, when you're in elementary school. Hallelujah. You know, your friends, you will get friends that you don't even imagine. Your friends are watching you. Even in elementary school, your friends are watching you. And believe you me, they are hungry. God can even minister to a child's heart that's even in elementary school. God can minister to your friends. God can give you just what to say. Some of your friends want a friend. Some of their parents want them to hook up with somebody that's not crazy, somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of stupid stuff going on in their home, okay? So be a friend to somebody, but don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm a Christian. Certain things I don't do, and I love Jesus. I used to do it. So don't be afraid to even say the name of Jesus, because he's going to have your back. He's the one that's going to protect you. When somebody's trying to act crazy, when you see crazy things going on, and you may not be able to get down on your knees and pray, but you sure enough can say a prayer under your breath. You say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, please protect me right now. And don't you know, God will hear your prayer. There is no place you can go that God won't see. There is nothing no prayer that you can whisper that God won't hear, no matter where you are. So be bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. God will have your back. Just know that wherever you go, and the Word of God says, if you're in the Word and the Word of God is in you, you can ask what you will from the Father, and he will do it for you. Okay? You can ask him to help you with your grades, help protect you while in school, help protect you while you use the restroom, while you walk the halls, while you walk the stairs, and bless you in your grades. He said he'll make you the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Above only and not beneath. He'll put you on an honor roll.
Yes.
When you go to college, he'll put you on a dean's list.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have opportunities to witness for him. In the classrooms, the professors may not be able to say certain things,
right,
but you will be able to say certain things, and they'll look at you and maybe wink your eye or bow their head and say thank you. I've experienced that
because
they know the crazy things that the children are going through, but they can't say anything. But God can raise you up to speak for Him. Hallelujah. And the professors will be so grateful. The young people and on the college campus, they need Jesus.
Yes.
Some of them there, they're trying to find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find themselves. They don't know which way is up, which way to go, right or left. But you know what? The Jesus in you will help give them some stability.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you'll be the one that they look to and come to and say, hey, can you be praying for me, please? Hallelujah. Don't be afraid before you take a test to bow your head.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God will have your back. I'm serious. I've done it. I've gone through college, and I've stood up and stood out as a child of God, and the Lord blessed me, even on the college campus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God will give you the boldness. Ask God to give you boldness. Hallelujah. And He will do it. Thank you so much, Bishop Bird.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for Children's Corner on today. Hallelujah. Thank God for Pastor Teacher.
Jesus.
Lord, I I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save.
You came from heaven to earth, to the shore. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift your name on high.
Yes, Jesus.
And now it's time for Holy Communion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And a lot of you who take Holy Communion see Holy Communion as a ritual. It's something to do at the end of a service once a month, or even once a year. But I submit to you that Holy Communion is a confirmation meal of the covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ, the new covenant, the new agreement that was bought with the price, that was bought with the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a confirmation meal. This, why the Word of God says to remember this as you do it. He doesn't want you to forget what Christ has done. When he was hung on the cross, he said it is the plan of salvation was complete. And he don't want you to miss this thing. He don't want you to forget what he's done. God does not want you to forget what he gave.
Amen. Thank you.
That you may be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He doesn't want you to reject the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know many people say that we go to hell because we sin. You don't go to hell because you sin. You go to hell because you reject the Lord Jesus Christ. A Holy Communion is an opportunity for you to understand, for you to comprehend, be fully aware of what Jesus did for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And corresponding with the confirmation meal is the blessings. In Genesis chapter 12, Abram in verse 2 and 3 talks about what he was going to receive, the blessings he will receive.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis chapter 20, when Abram came back after dealing a blow to those who stole Lot and his family and all he came back victorious. He met Melchizedek, who was a priest of the Most High God. And Melchizedek remembered, I don't know how, I'll find out later on, hallelujah, when I get to heaven. But he brought bread and wine, the hallelujah confirmation meal of what, glory to God, Christ has done. He said, wait a minute now. That's before he went to the cross. He was slain from the foundation of the world, before the world was. God knows the ending from the beginning. And so after the confirmation meal, Melchizedek decreed the blessing, gave the blessing, said, bless the Abram of the Most High God. He bestowed the blessing that God talked about in chapter 12. Glory to God. He received the blessing after the confirmation meal. So we do Holy Communion. It's not a ritual.
Amen.
It's the conferring, the blessing of Abraham in our lives. So expect signs and wonders and miracles to follow. Turn to prayer. 1 Corinthians 11:23-30. The word of the Lord says, in that text, to examine yourselves. We examine ourselves right now. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah's Sitkanu. And Father God, every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice, right now, we all repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight, O Lord. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Father God, we thank you for reminding us of what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Take it, go chuck out of the body. Take it. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, Lord Jesus, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word says in the text, on today. That's 1 Corinthians 11:23-30. In that text, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said, hallelujah. You are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Glory to God. We thank you for your word on today. You put your word above yourself. Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. I'm going to stop right there. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, for the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Thank you,
God. We thank you for it, Lord God. We ask that you bless and anoint it and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now let's get back to the bread. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody better be saying thank you, Jesus, right now. You're looking for healing in your body. You got some aches right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But oh, yeah, buddy, da, da, da. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Mm. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. And, Lord, hallelujah, we may not be saying all right, Lord, but you know what we're talking about. We thank you, Lord, for healing our alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new agreement. This is my new covenant. My new promises, my new inheritance that I'm giving to you, and I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Father
God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the, glory to God, doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. When I see the blood, hallelujah, glory to God. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Jesus. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes an orphan, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates again, hallelujah, glory to God, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today.
Thank you,
Father. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we receive the blessings of Abraham right now in Jesus' name. From the north, from the east, from the south, and from the west, we receive it in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. We stand in their place.
Hallelujah.
Stand in the gap for them. We speak as if they're speaking. There's some that are close and there's some that are far off.
Yes.
There's some that have good sense to call on your name. And then some that don't have no sense and don't call on your name.
Yeah.
We stand in the gap for every one of them right now.
Yeah.
According to Job 22:28,
yeah.
Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts through the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, bless God. Ruka Shem Adonai. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing right now, right this minute, right this second, to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I ask, oh God, that you touch these lips of clay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let them speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness today. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow the word sown today in Jesus' name. Give back 30, 60, and 100-fold return. Hallelujah. Break down the strongholds. Bless your people. Hallelujah. Let's set the captives free. Save and fill with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. On today. Say, Satan, we serve your notice right now. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy that you set up to steal the word today. It has failed in Jesus' name. We cancel you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root and command you to rebound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us. In fact, we say, get lost. We evict you in Jesus' name.
In the name of
Father God, we give you the praise. Mm. We give you the glory. Mm. We give you the honor. Mm.
The blood of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I think this is part three, if I'm not mistaken. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Of the message entitled, Life is an Open Book Test. Life is an open book test. Somebody say that after me. Life
is an open book test.
Life is an open book test.
Is an open book test.
I got to ask the questions to somebody. What's the book?
Bible.
Hallelujah. What's another name for the Bible?
Sword.
The sword. The Holy Scripture. The Holy Writ.
Yes.
The Holy Word. That's what we're talking about. I didn't want anybody to get confused as to what book I'm talking about. Now, we got to add some other statements to that. Life is an open book test. Hopefully, you got your composition notebooks like Pastor Peaches suggested. You might want to get a clear page and put again, life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Love is the subject of life. I want you to repeat that. Love is the subject of life.
Love is the subject of life.
Y'all write that down. All right. I got another one for you. Love makes a way.
Love makes a way.
Love makes a way. Write that down.
Love
makes a way. All right. Next. Love finds a way.
Love finds a way.
Love finds a way.
Love finds a way.
Okay, you wrote that down.
Mm-hmm.
Next, love is the way.
It is the way.
I'm trying to paint a road for you. so you can follow and be successful in your daily walk. God is love. Write that down. God is love. Oh, somebody needs to say that. God is love.
God is love.
And I got to add just one more thing. And Christ is the way. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Life makes a way. Life finds a way. Excuse me. Let me back up. Let me start again. Life is an open book test. Love is the subject of life. Love makes a way. Love finds a way. Love is the way.
God is love.
Right. And Jesus is the way. Now, we began our journey telling you the difference between the Old Testament or the Old Covenant or the Old Agreement and the New Testament or the New Agreement or the New Covenant. Because you must understand this in order to get the revelation that God wants to give you through this teaching. The Old Testament is Jesus Christ concealed. The New Testament is Jesus Christ revealed. The Old Testament is pre-cross. The New Testament is post-cross. The Old Testament is sin consciousness. The New Testament is righteousness consciousness. The Old Testament is you do it first to get the blessing. The New Testament is Christ does it first so you can get the blessing. The Old Testament is if thou would do this, you'll get this. The New Testament, I did it so you got grace. Too good to be true, unmerited favor. You didn't earn it. I gave it. Matthew 9:16-17. If you can find that, go there.
Matthew 9.
When you get there, say amen. You must understand. Jesus fulfilled the first agreement, the old agreement, the old covenant, the Old Testament.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
Matthew 9, 16
and 17.
No man put up a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up, take it from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put, new wine, hallelujah, into new bottles, and both are preserved.
You must understand that you must view the New Testament with post-cross eyes, post-cross philosophy. The lens of your understanding must be post-cross. when you view the Old Testament, that is through pre-cross lenses, pre-cross philosophy, which says, you must do this, and then I'll do that. New Testament, new agreement, says, I'll do this, then you can get to do that.
Amen.
Why there needed to have been a new covenant? Because the old covenant was not complete. Because every year they had to sacrifice an animal so that their sins could be forgiven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But the New Testament, one size fits all.
Jesus.
By the sin of Adam, many
hallelujah
needed to be saved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But by the gift and the sacrifice of one, all can be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
All can get
hallelujah
what Jesus
hallelujah
got to give.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go to Galatians 3, what did I say there? Verse 13.
Galatians 3,
13. 14. What the new covenant did, it took.
Amen.
Read that.
Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Stop. The law had curses on it. If you didn't do this, this is what happened to you. Deuteronomy 28, started verse 15. I don't know how many scriptures from 15 to the end. Somebody look at and see how many verses in Deuteronomy 28. From verse 15 to the end, you let me know how many verses in that chapter. That's the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Wow. 68.
Can you understand Jesus took the curse from verse 15 to, you said 68?
Yes.
And those are the curses. Now go back to Galatians 3:13. And 14 again, I think that's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Galatians 3.
13.
Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree.
Stop. You got to understand this. Christ removed the curse. He did not remove the blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why it says in Galatians 3:29, I think it says that we're Abraham's seed. We get his blessing. And you want to know what the blessings of Abraham Genesis 12, 2 and 3, and then glory to God. Genesis 14. Did I say 28 before? I meant 14. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 14 has the blessings.
Hallelujah.
Were bestowed by the priest of the Most High God upon Abraham. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So, glory to God. We got some scriptures that we did not hit. We need to hit some scriptures. Hallelujah. In fact, let me do the two scriptures. I'm not going to read them. I'm going to just give the addresses. The scripture is 2 Timothy 2:15 and 2 Timothy 3:16. The reasons why is important. To read the book. Also, if somebody can go to Luke 24, verse 44. It's important. You're going through stuff, and you're not going to be shouting and jumping over benches about this, but you're going through stuff, and then you're praying, and you're wondering why stuff, because number one, you're not following the prescription how to deal with prayers and getting your prayers answered. Because you're dealing with Old Testament theology, Old Covenant theology, which was fulfilled, Old Testament agreement, and you're trying to put some new stuff on that, and it won't work. You've got to stay with the new agreement, with the new, with post-cross thinking. Post-cross thinking is about grace. Now, when you get to Luke 24, 44, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Read that.
And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.
Stop. That's one reason you've got to get to the book. Because he's talking about that stuff was written for you. So you can understand stuff was fulfilled. And we getting ready to go to a big one again because folks didn't understand it. And we got to share some stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My shakarada, my God. There is scripture in Malachi which talks about a curse on you if you don't pay your tithes. We understand that Christ in Galatians 3, 13 and 14, redeemed us from that curse. But he did not remove the blessing of paying tithes. See, tithes is a door that opens. Now, you don't pay tithes because of religious obligation. You pay tithes because you want to, not because you have to. I'm going to give you an example. I know someone who receives $150 a month and after the taxes are taken out of that, they have $108 left. Do you know they pay $15 tithe? And people say, well, why would you do that, teammate? See, the tithe does something. See, the tithe is not for God. It's for you.
Yeah.
What does it say? The blessings. Come on now. Read Malachi 3. And I think it starts with 12. Does it start with 12?
Hmm.
What does it say?
I'll bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
Stop. The storehouse is the church. Cousin, your aunt, your uncle. I know many years ago I had a sister come to me and say, well, I had this money for tithes, but my brother needed some money, so I paid part of my tithes to him. He ain't the storehouse. You messed up your tithe. You know, the tithes are supposed to be what? Read that again.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
That's where it goes. We say, well, I don't get much. Whatever you get, tithes. Cause see, now let me explain something to y'all. A lot of folks think, well, we 10% of what we get. See, believe it or not, you only get 90%. The other 10% don't even belong to you. You can't go over and tell your neighbor what to do with her money. You can't tell God what you want to do with that 10%. It's his. Somebody go to Leviticus. Leviticus 27. Chapter 20, hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 27, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And verse 28, hallelujah, can you go to that?
Notwithstanding, no devoted thing that a man shall devote unto the Lord of all that he hath, both of man and beast, and of the field of his possession, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord.
Okay. And King James, it talks about a tithe. Go down to verse 30.
Verse 30 says, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's.
Everything. You don't get to pick and choose what you're going to show as far as tithes is concerned. You want God to bless you? Or you want God to pick and choose what he want to bless you with?
Oh, no.
See, God said, you don't have to pay for it. I took the curse off of this thing. Jesus died for the curse. So you don't have, you are not cursed because you don't tithe, but you're blessed because you do tithe.
Amen. Thank God for the blessing.
You say, what blessing? Go back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Go to Genesis 14. Glory to God. I don't remember this. I think it's maybe 16 or 17, in Genesis chapter, glory to God, 14, where it talks about Melchizedek and how he had the meal that he had the communion, and he decreed and declared the blessing upon Abraham after the confirmation meal. And he decreed, you are a servant of the Most High God, and you be blessed be Abram. He blessed. And this meal today, the meal that we took tonight is unlike any other communion that we ever did, because God revealed to me that blessings, signs, and wonders are going to follow the meal. All of the spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial blessings shall follow it, because it's a confirmation meal. Shekel water your butt, quarter your net, anyway, Santana. And y'all folk that trying to nitpick God, this or that and the other, that's not yours to nitpick over. That's his. You didn't earn that, really. That was his. The 90% is yours. The other part belongs to him. But you don't see. Yes, I do see. We are all trying to find excuses why we don't want to give. And then we ask God, Lord, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. Give me, give me, give me. My name is Kimmy. But then we nitpick what we want to give. because it's going to a man. How in the world do you think God is going to receive what you're going to give unless you give it to the high priest?
Hallelujah.
You give it to bring it. And there was no equivocation about that in Malachi. He said, bring all the tithes into what?
The storehouse.
He didn't say your house. He said the storehouse. We ain't talking about sin consciousness with a man ride God. That's old covenant, old agreement, old testament. We understand that. Jesus took care of that. So don't you be shaking in your boots saying, I'm going to be cursed if I don't get my tithes. No, you won't. Jesus was hung up for your hang-up. He took the curse away. He redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
The word said that. I did not write it. I came too late to change it. I'm just recapitulating. I'm just restating it. I'm just quoting it. I'm just reading it. The book wonder why. Wonder why stuff is happening. Some stuff don't need to happen in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But the seed you sow is the crop you grow. But you know what? New Testament has some stuff too. He says that you're going to live in a building that you didn't build. You're going to own some land that you didn't buy. Watch out now. You're going to have a harvest and you didn't even plant a seed.
Praise God.
Jesus was the seed. He was planted. And you got the harvest. The harvest is Jesus himself. The grace of God made manifest. The mercy of God made manifest. Hallelujah. The blessings of God made manifest. The favor of God made manifest. You want to see the favor of God? That's Jesus. You want to see the grace of God? That's Jesus. You want to see the mercy of God? That's Jesus. Fucking another one. Stop nitpicking over what you want God and the way you want God to bless you. Lord, any way you want to bless me is all right with me, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want to come up and give me $1 million and $1 bills, it's all right with me. I don't care. You want to give me $1 million in pennies, I guess I need 2 or 3 dump trucks. Or what, full of pennies. I don't care, Lord. Any way you want to bless me, it's all right with me.
Hallelujah.
And people are trepidating. People start getting in their 70s and their 80s, and they're getting worried and shaking in their boots because, oh, time's up. Time ain't up.
Amen.
God took away the curse. See, there was a curse because of disobedience in Old Testament. It talks about 70 or 80 years. What? But God's plan
120.
In Genesis 6 and 3.
Hallelujah.
God, Christ took us back to Genesis 6 and 3. There's 120 years.
Hallelujah.
Get excited, sister. You ain't there yet. You ain't there yet. Get excited. Oh, come on now. Don't you later.
Amen, amen.
Sometimes, look, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Proverbs, what is that? Proverbs, what is that? 20, is that 23 and 7? What a man thinks, so is he. Is that what that is?
I'm turning to it.
23 and 7? Look, some folks think, I'm getting 80. Oh, I guess I better lay down and go to sleep. Because soon and very soon, I'm going to see the... You can stay if you want to stay. Lean on the everlasting arms. I play that song from time to time. learning to lean. You got to learn to lean on Jesus at 7. Learn to lean on Jesus at 70. You got to learn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Learn to lean on Jesus at 10. Learn to lean on Jesus at 110. Come on now. Wait, is that the scripture?
No. When Proverbs 27:7 says, the fool sowed love.
No, 23:7.
23:7.
Uh-huh.
23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart.
That's it.
Oh,
look, what you think in your mind and in your heart, it is a prophetic. It's what's going to come to pass. So don't you be thinking about, I'm going up yonder. I don't sing that song. You're going up yonder. Glory to God. When the time is right.
Amen. When the time is right.
My nephew, when he was about 10 years old, no, he was younger than 10, he sang that song at my father's funeral. They had to put him on a chair to stand up to get close to the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, going up yonder. That's appropriate. My daddy, Deacon Berg, he went up yonder.
Yonder.
I ain't singing that today.
Amen.
I ain't even singing. Soon or very soon, I'm going to say, I ain't singing that either.
Going up the roof.
I'm in the New Testament.
Amen.
I'm in the New Agreement. Hallelujah. I'm in the New Covenant.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's why I keep telling you, when you listen to me, life is an open book. Just open the book and read.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Pastor Peter, we didn't get to read the of the addresses of the scriptures I was going to use. I thank God.
No, he has new scriptures. We had new scriptures.
Yeah, I know. I gave some new scriptures.
Oh,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But thank the Lord. And my time is up, too. Praise God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the word that came forth. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the hearers, oh God, blessing their families, oh God, meeting them at the point of their needs and then giving them superabundantly above. We thank you, oh God. We praise your name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to drop us a line of communication, please address your envelope to RYMM. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah. Please meet us in the morning for morning prayer, morning devotions. Let God bless your day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please remember Friday night, 7 o'clock, men's fellowship, and then 7:45. 7:50 Women's Fellowship until 8:30. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night and see you in the morning.
Christmas Day, he bled and he just died on the cross. Just take sin away, you take him out.
Rest of your day, everybody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.